call the meeting to order. This is the meeting of rules and legislative administration. I'd like to move the proposed calendar for the day, which is in your packet. Are there any questions? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. Representative Lynn Carlson, I'm wondering if you'd look at the minutes.
Yes, and I'd like to move their approval.
And Representative Carlson moves the minutes for the day, or the minutes from the meeting last. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and that motion is adopted. And then we have before us House File 814. Representative Schoen, if you'd like to come up to the table, and I would move House File 814 be passed and sent to the General Register. We have an amendment. Representative Schoen, if you could just tell us why this bill is here and then let us know what's in your amendment, that would be helpful.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. This is the bill we had a bit of debate about related to hazardous substance spills and calling 911 to let the local authorities know when a spill happens. Here's the changes that we made, and folks are in agreement, including the Department of Public Safety. So at this point, on line 1.15, the change says that they're gonna have to continue to call the Department of Public Safety the duty officer. And if the duty officer so directs them to call 911 at that point, then they'll have to follow through with that in case it's an emergency. Or if the duty officer can't understand exactly where they are, simply to do some e-locate 911 and be able to ascertain their exact location. And this is helpful for the folks in the trucking industry or somebody that may be coming through and doesn't know exactly where they are, also along a rail line, etc., or what township they might be in if you're a farmer in greater Minnesota. So we also put in that the duty officer will now have the responsibility to notify the local agency within 24 hours, and that's also good with the Department of Public Safety. And then on the back of it, we just felt it was important to make sure that we indemnify the employee of the state as long as they're acting within their responsibility and in the fashion that they're supposed to, that they cannot be held criminally liable for punitive actions taken against them for calling their jobs. And that is simply it. Talked to Representative Hamilton and other folks that expressed their concerns to me on this bill ahead of time, and they're good with it at this point.
Thank you, Representative Schoen. Just to get the amendment in order, I'd like to move that the A130439 amendment be before us. And I'm wondering if people have questions for Representative Schoen on the amendment. And is there anybody here who would like to testify for or against the amendment?
I have one question.
Representative Purcell.
Representative Schoen, just to back up just a little bit, can you tell me what changed to make this agreeable to all about the duty officer and 911? Where's that? What are we doing here or not doing that we talked about on the floor that was disagreeable?
Madam Chair.
Representative Schoen.
And Representative Purcell, the original language was could have been a two phone call situation where you were responsible even with the duty officer not telling you to call 911. This situation, or this change, Representative Purcell, makes it that you're still going to call the duty officer, which people already know they've had to done for a long time. Now, if the duty officer says, hey, this is an emergency, I need you to call 911, or I don't know exactly where you are, I can't tell by your description, I would like you to call 911 and have the dispatch center give you your coordinates or get them to me so I know exactly where you are and what jurisdiction you're in so that the duty officer can make the report to the local agency within 24 hours and the appropriate one.
Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, I'll renew my motion on the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, say no. The amendment is adopted, and I want to make sure and give a shout out to Representative Hamilton for his work with Representative Schoen on this. Is there any discussion on the bill before us? Is there anybody who wishes to testify? Welcome to the committee. Please state your name, and I'd ask you to be brief.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Bill Bond. I represent the Minnesota Crop Production Retailers
we had expressed initial concern on the bill. This appears to be precisely the answer that we were looking for. It fits very nicely with the current duty officer and the reporting relationship that exists. So I thank the Representative Schoen for his responsiveness.
Thank you for your testimony. Seeing no further discussion, I'll renew my motion that House File 814 be passed as amended and sent to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Members, with that, we're in adjournment.
Thank you.